From the latest blockbusters to hidden gems, news and reviews, this is your destination for everything movies. Grab your Chock Top and popcorn, sit back and relax, and don't forget to switch your phone to silent.
Here we go.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Hello, Talking Flicksters, and welcome to another episode of Talking Flicks. JT and Grant Lee here, ready to talk all things movies. And Mr. Lee, how are you? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, sir. What a great day.
I love Fridays.
We're getting that. I do too. We're getting that so close to the Saturday, Sunday weekend that you just go, yep, I can relax. I can go watch a movie. I've got the weekend off. Which, you know what? Funny story. Last weekend, I actually went and watched Conclave again because I enjoyed it that much for the first time. So I went and watched it again.
Wow.
Yeah. So I've watched two movies this week. Yeah.
You've been very busy indeed.
We did Talking Flicks last week, last Wednesday, which was Flight Risk, which I'm so pleased I saw that on the big screen. So, yeah.
And I enjoyed my movie outing too. It was nice. I took my mum along to see Flight Risk last weekend, and we haven't done a movie together since I think I was like 6 or 7. So that was really nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
So yep. 40 years ago, 50 years ago. Jeez,
Now, you know what, Mr. Lee? Come on. I think that's, you know, I think you need to just be a little nice there, Mr. Lee, because, you know, we never know when that's going to turn up, okay? It could happen any time.
That's so funny. I can't believe you recorded that part. Anyway, good on you for going, what a great memories that you're creating with your mum. And I bet you she really enjoyed not just the movie, but being with you watching a movie. Like, she'll remember that for a long time, as you will as well. So good on you.
Yeah, it was a nice outing. And look, I do have a confession to make, Mr. Lee. We did sneak snacks in to the cinema. We went around the candy bar. I didn't get a free ticket off you. I've got to make it up somehow.
At least you went and watched the movie and enjoyed it. And, you know, we were talking off air after Talking Flicks to the last Wednesday, saying how much, you know, you gave it 3.5, I gave it 3. So I think we both enjoyed it. So
we know Adam did as well.
Adam, 3.5. So
he loved it.
You're both on par.
He has not stopped raving about that movie. And, yeah, he was a massive fan. So, you know what? He likes watching movies a few times. So I think that's one he'll go and see again probably this week. End.
Yeah.
So yeah,
he probably will because he loves Mark Wahlberg.
He does. And we all love Mark Wahlberg, especially you, Boogie Nights. Okay. Let's take a look at what's coming up on this week's episode. And there is a lot because the run sheet today, Mr. Lee, it's really heavy. There's like 10 pages here. We're going to take a look at, some new movies this week. A new one with Nicole Kidman. Angelina Jolie is back, which is great. Something for the kids, all to do with cats. And also, as would have it, another horror movie because everyone loves a good horror movie.
Oh, absolutely. I just cannot believe we've got another horror movie. And this one looks very, very interesting. So, yeah, it's from director Drew Hancock, but we'll talk about that more later.
Also, the Sonic lights, we're going to tell you how you can get your hands on that. And these lights, they are so cool. I want to give one away, and it's so easy to win.
And it's so good that we've got another one to give away, and it is. It's so easy. All you got to do is listen, and we'll tell you later in the podcast how to win this cool, cool Sonic light. Everyone wants one.
Including yourself. And also, it's that time, this time of year when the Oscars buzz, the hype is starting, there's lots of talk, and so far we've got our nominees, which is great.
Yeah, look, they did hold off on that because of the bad fires and all that, but there is so many people that have been nominated, and there's also been a few that have been snubbed as well, which I still can't believe that a few have been snubbed, but the top Best Picture nominees, I am so excited for some of them. I must say, it's going to be a very hard one to predict this year.
We'll see how we go. You and I will go head-to-head in a few weeks as well. That is going to be very, very interesting. It'll be like old times, Mr. Lee.
It will be, and it's going to be very good. I can't wait when we do that. So
I'm yet to get a win, but we'll see how we go. Yes. We'll unpack that a little bit later on. Let's get things underway.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you. Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
Baby Girl, Mr. Lee, Nicole Kidman, our Nick, she's back, and she's getting with a younger man.
Yeah, look, this is actually a really interesting thing for Nicole Kidman to do. I don't think I've seen her do anything like this, and it is a crime mystery thriller, so it's not going to be one of those romantic type movies. It is all about a CEO who kind of falls in love with a much younger man, and it goes through some very interesting things. Let's take a listen to the trailer.
Okay.
Hey, we need to have a conversation. You're very young. I don't want to hurt you.
I think I have power over you, because I could make one call and you lose everything. Does that turn you on when I say that?
Don't you have to be at work?
Is now a good time to introduce the interns?
Yeah.
I chose you as my mentor.
I'm not a part of that program.
Oh, no, you are. You're on the list. I got an email and I clicked on your name.
How'd you get that dog to calm down?
Good girl. I gave it a cookie.
You always have cookies on you.
Why, do you want one?
Being a CEO means being a nurturer and a collaborator.
Guns.
No! What?
Is that what you want?
I have these fantasies.
What do you mean? It's about giving and taking power.
What did you do? Go to a library? Look that up?
This is what I'm talking about.
No, I'm sorry. No, I'm not... so sorry. No.
Say it. Whatever you tell me. Say it again.
I'll do whatever you tell me to do.
Good girl.
I've never experienced anything like this.
You're my baby girl.
And I'm sure you'd agree, Mr. Lee, Nicole Kidman still looks as amazing now as she did about 20 or 30 years ago.
Absolutely. But I will say, we had country music here last week, and last Saturday night, Keith turned up because he got a big award, Roll of Renown, which is a massive award, and I was hoping to see Nicole with him, but unfortunately he actually said that she was filming a movie back in Germany and Nashville, so she didn't make it to Tamworth. But can you believe we would have had Nicole and Keith, but we only had Keith, so that's pretty big.
Just imagine if Nicole did turn up in Tamworth. Wouldn't that have been amazing? Like, that would have been huge.
Well, absolutely it would have been huge, because I know as we were walking the red carpet, people would have been saying, who's that redhead with Grant?
Oh, no, I know exactly what would have been happening. They would have been like, hey, get that guy away.
stalker. So it was good that Keith came. But anyway, we're talking about Baby Girl. And I have to say, it also stars Harris Dickinson, Antonio Banderas, who I have to say, he is actually a good actor. He's done a funny things over the years. They both starred in Paddington, the bear, in 1 and 2, which is quite interesting for them to be in another movie. They weren't in the same movie, but they've both been in Paddington's. I think this is going to be a very, very big thing for Nicole Kidman, and I think she's going to get a lot of people talking about it after. So, yeah.
Yeah, nice little storyline too. So, yeah, that is Baby Girl, and that is out now, so go and check it out. Another amazing female actress who we all love is Angelina Jolie, who has been off the scope for a little bit. Nice to have her back in Maria.
Is that a bit going on? Yeah, but she's had a bit going on, so yeah, with the divorce and everything.
Yeah,
so.
Well, that doesn't mean you can't work, Mr. Lee. Everyone's got to make a buck, okay?
Yeah, but when you get paid millions of dollars, yeah. Anyway, yeah, she's back.
You got a chip on your shoulder, Mr. Lee.
Yeah, no, I won't say. many, no, it's all right. She plays Maria Callas, who is an opera singer, and it's basically the last few days of her life. She's living in Paris, and it's basically her last little bit of her life. The thing that I'm interested in about this is Angelina Jolie spent 9 months learning how to sing opera. She didn't want to be dubbed, so she said, no, I want to sing it live. And for that commitment to spend 9 months of your life learning something like that, it's not an easy thing. People have spent years and years and years doing this. So for her to do it, and hopefully it comes across as, you know, she's got a good voice, which I'm sure she would. She wouldn't do it if she didn't. So, yeah.
Well, let's have a listen.
Tell me how it felt to be on stage.
An exaltation. An intoxication. I thought the stage itself would burn.
Sometimes this thing happens. The thing that's happening right now.
There's a point where self-confidence becomes a kind of insanity.
How is that for a position for the piano, madam?
It's not right. But I'm nice. So leave.
Perhaps we could speak of your life away from the stage.
There is no life away from the stage.
Our readers want to know what the hell happened to you.
You've never been free. Forget the music.
Your voice will not return.
I am in control. I will sing when I am ready to sing. God. Let's go. My life is opera. There is no reason in opera.
I do know you love a good opera, Mr. Lee. You do like classical music, and I know this is right up your alley.
Yeah, but listening to her sing, she sounds like an opera singer, doesn't she?
Yeah, amazing.
It is. It's absolutely amazing.
That is why Pablo Larraín chose her, right? The director, it had to be Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, he wouldn't have directed the movie if she wasn't in it. So obviously he knew her talent and said, no, it's got to be her. And isn't it good that directors actually fight for someone who they believe is the right person to do the job? Because too many times you think, you know, I wonder if such and such did it, or I wonder if, you know, how would they have done it? But the director knows exactly what they want, and Angelina Jolie can do it. And yet again, she's now done something totally different. You know, she's gone from Tomb Raider to The Tourist to now an opera singer.
Very universal.
Very talented.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, 10 Lives. This is one for the kids as the kids start to get ready to go back to school. A nice little way to see us out. All about a pampered cat. A very lucky cat, 10 Lives.
Mm. Yeah, and what happens once you've lost your ninth life and you're on your 10th life as a cat? Because as we know, all cats have 9 lives. Let's have a listen.
You used up your last life.
What? But Rose, she gave me everything I've ever looked for. Home, food. If I could just repay her love.
Seriously. Yo, yeah. Give me some of that. You're a repeat offender. Just give me some of that, yo. Possible sociopath. Yo, just give me some of that, yo. I must take you to the ethereal elevator. Yeah, I like that.
But 9 lives just isn't enough.
We have a program. 9 new lives. That's different animals. Don't waste them.
Oh! I'm drowning. I can't breathe. I'm a fish.
Gentlemen,
I'm going to ruin Rose Schuchler. So my inventions can finally take flight.
You think you can get away with this?
You'll have to smash that lab to smithereens.
Here's Fluffy. And this is why we put our seatbelts on.
You ain't seen nothing like this.
Bees devote their lives to helping us. Now it's our turn to help them.
You ain't seen nothing like this.
Another chance to be the best I can be. Come on, bruv.
Meow. Good horsey.
How's it feel doing something for someone else?
Pretty good.
You ain't seen nothing like this.
My mama used to say, all cats are gray at night.
What's that supposed to mean?
It's what's inside that counts, genius.
Oh, do you know what? Your mom can...
Bye-bye.
Some great voices behind this one. Mo Gilligan, Simone Ashley, and Mr. Lee, Zayn Malik of formerly One Direction.
I was actually just looking at the pictures of the actual voices, and I'm going, actually, I know some of these people. Like Mo Gilligan, he's been in a few movies, same as Sophia Okonedo, whatever, and Zayn Malik. Like, that's because you know how you hear things and you go, oh, I think I know their voice. Bill Nye, of course, like everyone knows him. And the other one that I heard that voice of was Happy, and I was trying to work out who it was. And it's Jeremy Swift from Ted Lasso.
Oh, yeah. Of course, that makes sense.
As soon as I heard his voice, I went, I know that voice, but I couldn't work out who it was. So there you go. Oh, small world, isn't it?
That's good stuff there. Yeah. So 10 lives and... But let's light up another horror, because a Talk and Flicks episode would not be complete without a brand new horror movie and its companion, Mr. Lee. I'm not sure. This is a Drew Hancock movie and directed by Drew. Mm. And watching the trailer, horror, it's mixed with a whole bunch of different things. It's got a bit of sci-fi in it, a bit of humor even. Mm. In parts of it as well.
Yeah, look, this actually scared me when I watched the trailer. And as you know, I'm not a big horror fan at all. The thriller sci-fi, I was scared. To think, you know, you're in a cabin in the middle of nowhere, and then things start happening and people start disappearing. And I like it where I've just written here. It actually says it follows a weekend getaway among friends at a remote cabin, which unravels into chaos after a revelation that one of the guests is a... You need to go see the movie to find out what that is.
Oh, another sexy little hook, right? Yeah, that's it. You're full of it, Miss Lee. You know how to do it.
It actually had what it was, and I took it out because I want people to go see it. So you've got to find out what it is.
We will visualize it by having listened to the trailer. We'll see if we can get something out of that.
There have been two moments in my life when I was happiest. The first was the day I met Josh.
I'm Josh.
I'm Iris. And the second, the day I killed him.
Just relax. Remember to smile and act happy. Do they know? Iris, wake up.
What are you doing?
Shut her down already.
What is she talking about, Josh?
This was not part of the plan.
I didn't mean to.
Did you jailbreak your sex pod?
Wow, Josh. The days of you controlling me are over.
Are you breaking up with me?
It's not you. It's me.
Yeah, she's tied up inside, so she's not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Eli, Iris. Shh, baby, you're on the phone.
Gotta say, I really like the look of Sophie Thatcher in this film. I think she does an outstanding job.
Oh, God. Hear that music towards the end there that just gets you, doesn't it? Like, you know it's a horror. Now, also screening this week, we've got Enora, Better Man, A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Dragon Keeper, Flight Risk, Magic Beach, Moana 2, Mufasa the Lion King, Paddington in Peru, Sonic the Hedgehog 3, We Live in Time, Wicked and Wolfman, all playing at a cinema near you.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard with the Talking Flicks Top 5.
Now, Mr. Lee, last week
sorry,
you took...
I added a bit. I added a bit. Sorry.
Oh, my goodness. Do you want to... Okay, I'll let you finish it. What were you saying?
I was saying that in a local cinema, either in Tamworth, Orange or Wagga. So, sorry. I added the Tamworth, Orange or Wagga.
I'm so glad I turned the music down for that. Okay, let's get into our top fives for this week. We're going around the globe to see what is number one in each of these three countries. And... is this the second or third week now you've been first? We're sending you somewhere else again this week, so
I don't know why this keeps happening. Is it because I keep forgetting? But anyway, we'll go with there's a problem with the person doing the run sheet. So we're off to the UK, and number four is A Real Pain, number three is Moana 2, number two is Mufasa the Lion King, and number one for the UK. Complete Unknown.
Hey, a new Bob Dylan film.
Yes. How good is that for it to be number one?
Well, weren't you saying you weren't a fan of it last week? Oh, you weren't a fan of his music. No. You didn't like his music.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of his music, but I like the premise of him having the story, because you find out behind the scenes of what they've gone through to get where they are, and I'm envious of people doing that.
Well, I do like his music, Mr. Lee. I think it is it's a real rounded movie, which is great. And very deserving of the number one spot in the UK. Let's see if a Complete Unknown can do it in the USA. Number five is Moana 2. Number four is Sonic the Hedgehog 3. Number three is On of Them Boys. Hold on, is that one of them? On is On of Them.
That's the name of the name.
On
that's
of Them
the
Boys.
Name of the movie, which,
I seriously thought that was a Mr. Lee typo. So do apologize,
Mr. Lee. But we won't admit that.
Whatever it is, On of Them or One of Them, that's number three. Number two is Mufasa the Lion King. And number one for the USA. Oh, I'm very happy about this. Number one is Flight Risk, our talk of flicks for this week. And the new Mark Wahlberg movie. How good's that? 12 mil at the box office in the States over the weekend.
That's pretty big. That's very good. Now, let's have a look at Australia and see if Flight Risk made it. Number five is We Live in Time. Number four is Paddington in Peru. Number three is Mufasa the Lion King. Number two is Sonic the Hedgehog 3, which really surprised me because it's been 3 or 4 weeks that Sonic's been a number one?
Yeah.
So for it to drop down to number two, something must have been.
We've got a new number one here. Hold on. Let's hold the press. Yes.
This is big. Yeah. I'm shocked that Sonic has been knocked off number one spot. So number one for Australia for the first week is Complete Unknown.
Well.
There's a lot of people that like Bob Dylan. So
evidently.
There you go.
I think it's the way that it's put together. I think that's really important. I think it's the story's told so well. Timothy Chalamet. So I think that in itself, the story, really good. So great to see that in at number one. As we get into some movie news and...
I love that.
It's inspirational, isn't it? It's great.
It is. And you know what that is. You know there's an award season happening. So this is the best season of the whole year is award season.
Love Oscars time.
It's the only season.
You know, we've got the Golden Globes, but nothing beats the Oscars. Yes. And
no, exactly right. It's kind of like the pinnacle of the awards, isn't it, to win an Oscar?
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone wants to win an Oscar. And it's not an easy thing to do, is it? Like when every time we look at who we think is going to take the Oscar out, it doesn't go to that person. It's a complete shock. So let's unpack honouring movie releases in 2024. It's coming up on Sunday, March 2nd at the Dolby Theatre in Hollywood. Yeah, and that's going to be big too, especially off the back of those fires.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think that'd be interesting.
I think LA will need it because, you know, they need some happy things. So
yeah,
I think this will be a good thing for them all to get out and, yeah, not saying that the fires are gone or all that, because they've still got a lot of work behind the scenes for that. But, yeah, you do need some type of happy things, and this is happy news.
We're going to look through some of the bigger categories. And, Mr. Lee, we're going to hold our reservations for who we think could potentially win here until we have our Oscar special coming up in a few weeks' time, where you and I will cast our... And this is the reason why I don't want to do it, because if we do it now, I'm going to go through and copy your answers. No, I wouldn't do that.
Hey, when we used to do this before, didn't we actually give each other our answers so we couldn't change? So
yeah,
we'd do it, and then I think we're going to have to email him and just do that. So at least there's a hard copy so we can't change. So I can hand it to you, but we'll still have an email so we can...
There's so much writing on this, Mr. Lee. I want to beat you in this more than anything. So I'll be doing my homework and, yeah, I'll be super prepped. And this is the most important Oscars we've ever done. So this is going to be pretty big. So that will be an episode coming up towards the end of February. But let's get things underway. Actor in a leading role, the nominees are...
They are Adrian Brody for The Brutalist, Timothy Chalamet for A Complete Unknown, Coleman Domingo for Sing Sing, Ralph Fiennes for Conclave, which I have to say he was very, very good. And the other person that was very good in a movie is Sebastian Stan in The Apprentice, and he actually played Donald Trump in The Apprentice, so another outstanding performance. So it's going to be a hard one to pick out of all those.
How about the actress in a leading role? I'm seeing Cynthia Erivo here for Wicked. That's a big way to start.
Yeah, and you know, it's so good that a musical has actually got a Best Actress Award nominee in it. Carla Sofia Gascon for Emily Perez. Mikey Madison for Anora. Demi Moore. How good is that?
Great.
After all these years. The Substance, and Fernando Torres for I'm Still Here, which is a French film, that one.
And Demi off the back of getting a win off the Golden Globes. That was her first her first win there. So, geez, it could be a good year for Demi Moore.
Was it 40 years or something?
It's a very long time.
In it and never got an award. Yeah.
A very long time.
How good would it be if she got an Oscar?
But it is sad. It is sad, Mr. Lee, to not see Kate Winslet there for Lee, which we were so badly hoping she'd be there. So
yeah.
That's
I was hoping, and that's, yeah, it's very sad, and especially when she was so good in Lee and behind the scenes as well, getting it off the ground and all that. It's sad. One that's an animated feature film nominees, we've got Flo, Inside Out 2, Memoir of a Snail, which is an Australian movie, animated movie, Wallace and Gromit, Vengeance of Most Foul, and The Wild Robot, which two really good movies. So animated movies come a long way.
You would at this stage, you would lean towards Inside Out 2, wouldn't you? You'd have to.
Yes.
But it's not going to win.
I would.
It's not going to win.
No.
Right? I won't be going with that. I'd be going for probably Memoir of a Snail. That would be my pick. Now, hold on. Did I just give you my answer?
Yeah, you did.
Don't you copy, Mr. Lee.
I know what you're doing for that. I know what you're doing. So I'm going to... I've circled that one. So JT for that one. Now, the directing, which is another big one, which I have to say a lot of people are always after the directing. We've got Sean Baker for Anora, The Brutalist, which is directed by Bradley Corbett, A Complete Unknown, directed by James Mangold, Amelia Perez, backed by Jacques Alderley, and The Substance by Coralie Fargrit.
You don't like big words or big names, do you?
No, I don't. not names I can't pronounce.
You'd suck at the Oscars announcing the nominees, wouldn't you?
I've seen the lady who actually does do the announcing on social media, and she's like, she's very good at it. Like, maybe we should get her to announce them for us.
Would be so much better.
So much better. Now, Best Picture, which is the one that JT tries to pick and he just doesn't. This is actually a really good mixture of movies, and it's going to be extremely hard to work out what is going to win. Anora, The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, Conclave. And I have to say, I was surprised, but not surprised. I'm so pleased it's in there because it was brilliant. The one that really does surprise me is Dune, Part 2.
Yeah, but it was inside our top five of the most watched movies. Yeah, most highest grossing. Yeah.
Yeah, so very interesting to see that there. Emilia Perez, I'm Still Here, Nickel Boys, The Substance, and Wicked, the musical.
That is very, very hard. That's a flip of the coin.
Very hard to work out. Now, Emilia Perez has got 13 nominations. Can you believe that?
That's
13.
Crazy.
10 nominations each. We've got The Brutalist and Wicked. Conclave has got 8 nominations. And Anora has 6 nominations. So that's a lot of nominations. And 5 nominations, we've got Dune and The Substance. So there could be anyone still. Like, it doesn't mean anything. If you've got 13 nominations, it doesn't mean anything.
No, it doesn't. And it's going to be a lot of surprises here, I think. That's how the Oscars usually go. So, yeah, we will have more on that a little bit later on this month when we do our Oscars special. Mr. Lee, in the meantime, let's go around the screens and see what's happening in your neck of the woods. We've got Odeon 5 and Orange, Forum 6 Cinemas, Wagga and Tamworth, and... let's start in Orange. Why not? Let's go to Orange.
Oh, let's do it. Well, next week they've got a special coming called Becoming Led Zeppelin, and it is all about the journeys of the four members of the band, which is really good. Now, in Forum 6 in Wagga, they've got the Bollywood movie on tonight called Thudrum, and then on February 9, they've got another Bollywood movie called Hossing Singh, I think is how they pronounce it. And then at the Forum 6 in Tamworth, we've got All We Imagine Is Light from February 6. We've got our Girls' Night happening, and it's actually for Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy, on February 13. And then on February 26, we've got our next movie and lunch happening for September 5, and that's at 10:30. And so lots happening this month.
Big one.
It's time to tell people how to give away a sonic light.
It is. Finally. Let's do that. How do you do it, Miss Lee? It is so easy, isn't it? It's incredibly easy.
It certainly is. You can go to our website, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au, click on the link of Talking Flicks, and you'll see a win a sonic light. It's got a picture there, and all you do is click on it and send us an email, and that's it.
Yeah, that's too good. It really is too good.
Well, it is. It's so easy. And we'll just pick someone at random for this light that people are asking for. And I know that I do want one, but I can't.
No, I think you can. I think you can. But no. Yeah, if I catch you in there, Mr. Lee, you know what's going to happen, okay? You stay out of that cupboard. And if you do want to win, make sure you do register. You could be our winner. And whether you're an adult or you've got some kids, doesn't matter. It's for all ages, this one. Mr. Lee would happily have it in his room.
I would.
Yeah, it looks really cool. If you want to see a picture of it, obviously on the Forum 6 or Odeon 5 websites as well. Mr. Lee, let's take a look at what's happening next week. Lucy Liu. When was the last time we saw a Lucy Liu film? It's been a while.
It has been a while, and I like her. I think she plays any part so well. Remember when she was in Charlie's Angels?
Yeah, that was great.
She was... oh, wasn't it? The whole three of them work so well. And, she's a good actress. But anyway, it's called Presence, and it's a horror thriller. And, I've got to get that list organized for how many horrors we've had this year already for the first month. because this is, yeah, too many horrors, I think. But we will talk about that more next week with Presence, which is a horror thriller.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, the movie that we are reviewing next week in our Talk and Flickster podcast is Baby Girl, which is the new Nicole Kidman film. Mel will be hopping on the mic and giving us her thoughts on the movie. Now, if you want to be a Talk and Flickster, it's so easy to do. Forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Go on there, register, and then Mr. Lee will get his credit card out and shout you to a movie, just not me. So if you want to go and get to that, do that now.
You got that right.
Yep. And we
that's exactly right.
We'll have you. You're not arguing, are you, Mr. Lee? You're telling exactly how it is. And to get to that, and we'll catch up with Mel doing her review of Baby Girl on Wednesday at midday. So, yes, looking forward to that. You know it, Mr. Lee. It's that time.
I do. Wow. And I know I said this on the podcast on Wednesday, but that time flies.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. Imagine if I played this 15 minutes ago, right?
Yeah.
That'd be the end. Yeah. It's the happy music. Would you like your quote, a nice positive thought to head into the weekend? That's what I like to do, positive thoughts. And my positive thought today is extraordinary things are always hiding in places people never think to look. Did you like that?
I like that. That's actually very deep. I like that. That's good.
I don't know whether you're being serious or not.
No, I am. I'm being serious. I like that. That's good.
Well, you keep that with you this weekend, Mr. Lee. I will take that with you.
I will.
And
I'll be looking in areas to find out if there is anything.
Yeah, where it's hiding. Extraordinary things.
Yeah.
And I'll have
extraordinary things.
Another positive thought next week to bring you on Talk and Flicks. Mr. Lee, we're going to get out of here. Have a lovely weekend. Yes. What are you up to? Anything? You're always doing something exciting. It's usually how that goes.
No, I'm actually having a very boring weekend this weekend. I'm just having a quiet enough weekend at home, so which would be very nice for a change. I've been busy for the last 3 or 4 weeks, so it's good to have a quiet weekend.
Yeah, very busy indeed.
I actually worked last Saturday.
Oh, no, don't. Let's not get on the work thing again. I can't do it again, Mr. Yeah, I've got to stop ripping on you.
Before we go, what are you up to, JT? Because I do forget to ask, and it's very rude of me.
I've got a mixture. I'm working too, Mr. Lee, so you'd be happy to know. I'm getting out and working. And my niece's first birthday party this weekend, so happy birthday to little Piper. Yeah, looking forward to...
Oh, happy birthday, Piper. That's awesome.
Looking forward to going along for lots of fairy bread and party pies and sausage rolls. That's where you'll find me, at the snack table.
Do you remember the little Cocoa Pop things? What do they call those? Yes. The chocolate Cocoa Pop. I love those.
They were great. And the chocolate spiders. And I've got to wait until Sunday, so don't get me too excited, Mr. Lee. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch you on Wednesday.
Bye. Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au, or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.